Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, the big Friday special. How are we?
We love a Friday.
We do love a Friday.
Yeah.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hello. Yes, Friday is a good day of the week.
Ethan, what did you do with your teeth then before, like, we went live? You started, like, showing your teeth at me, like you were trying to curse me in the 1600s.
Did I?
Yeah, you went, nah. Do you like your teeth?
It's because there was some oil knocking around with some bits of flavouring in from that was left behind from Tuesday's. No, I'm in a different time.
This is so fascinating to me. Right, so obviously we can break the fourth wall a little bit with the sloppers. We sometimes record different episodes at different times. Ethan can't get it into his head. In fact, he got, in an episode that's coming up, he got the episode number right, but corrected himself and got the episode number wrong. Yeah. He just can't hack it, Joe.
No, he struggles with it, doesn't he? And we sometimes record them in different orders, and every single time he can't work it out. But it's the same, we do the same thing every time.
Yeah.
And yet he still can't work it out.
What's your favourite place to go? Dentist, opticians, or the doctors?
Not the doctors. I hate the doctors.
It's always bad news, isn't it?
It's always bad news.
Ethan, I bet it's bad news for you
these
as well.
Days.
Oh, yeah. I like the dentist because,
stickers.
Well, I used to hate it when I was a kid. Because, do you know, like the cold water, I couldn't hack it. My teeth was too sensitive.
So your dentist was underwater?
No, sorry. They would spray this cold water right in the back of your teeth. It's far too sensitive. Yeah. Would send me crackers. But at least when you go to the dentist, you go there going, I'm doing this to look better. I'm doing this for the good of me. Do you know what I mean?
When you go to the doctors, that's to fix someone else, isn't it?
Yeah, but you must go to the opticians a lot, though, with your weird eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if the weird eyes.
No, they are. Yeah. Ethan's one of the few people that doesn't wear glasses for him. He does it. They're not actually lenses. They're just eyes drawn onto a bit of glass. If he takes his glasses off, what's underneath is absolutely terrifying.
Ethan, could you spend the next 2 minutes with your glasses off?
Yeah, it's too... Well, no, don't, because it's underneath, those, underneath that drawing.
Just take glasses off and see how we get on.
It's two live anchovies.
Can I just say, for the first 25 episodes of Sloppy Joes, I never wore glasses once because...
I felt like it was the Mandela effect.
Yeah, it did. No one believes that.
I couldn't believe it when you told me. Well, but it's actually true.
Well, yeah, because, like, I always wore contact lenses every single day. But it's only when I picked up these glasses and I put them on, I thought, there's something different about me. Mm-hmm. It sparked a fashion change for a short period, a hair change, and I've just stuck around with it. So I think this suits me now.
Yeah. I think it really suits you. I think you look as good as you've ever looked.
Could you take your glasses off? How blind are you? Could you function now with no glasses on?
Oh, yeah, I can function. I know where... I know where everything is. Sometimes I go slightly bong-eyed in one of the eyes...
Bong-eyed.
Lazy-eyed, is that the correct term?
Yeah, what is the correct term there, Joe? You're quite good in picking up other people when it comes to their language being wrong.
Lazy-eyed don't feel right, does it?
Woke, I think is the word.
Yeah, woke sometimes, yes he is. Although off-camera, he's awful. But on-camera, you're
proud
very
to be woke.
What can he say for his wonky eye?
I don't know what the phrase for that is. Probably just sort of, just a sloppy eye. We could call it for our purposes.
I've got a story about someone with a wonky eye, and I don't know if I've ever said it.
No, I don't think so.
But I was many years ago, maybe like five, six years ago, start of university or whatever. I was out with my friend, Matt, and we're socialising with some of his friends, and I was his plus one. And there was a girl sat at the other side of the table who took a liking to me, but I didn't realise. And she started talking to me, and she was like saying, "So yeah, what about what about you? What are you doing?" I just went,
"Oh, you didn't look behind you, did you?"
And I was convinced she was she went, "Oh no, I'm talking to you," and I went,
"Oh my god, you looked behind you! Oh my god,
Ethan, you looked behind yourself a second time."
I must be honest, it wasn't intentional.
Well, no, it was. What happened? someone electrocuted you and it frazzled your head.
I don't think you know what intentional
it
means.
It certainly
even.
Intentional.
It definitely sounds intentional.
No, it was.
Like, were you a marionette puppet for those few years where someone else controlled the movement of your head?
Intentional.
What I meant was, I wasn't doing it for comedic effect. I genuinely didn't know.
So were you sat up against a wall in a bar?
No, so we're out in like someone's personal garden space. And I don't,
that's such a weird way of just saying garden. What fucking roundabout way of saying in someone's garden? Ah, no. It's one of these personal garden spaces that they have these days.
Should we pop out and water the flowers in the personal garden space?
Oh, can I use your personal loo? You're in a garden.
We just sat across from each other. There was quite a lot of people there. It was about 10 people. And she was talking to me, and she was really lovely, but generally because of a lazy eye, it completely threw me off.
Fucking hell.
Actually, I felt bad, so I ended up getting with her later.
That is by far the worst bit. That is so much worse than looking over his shoulder twice.
Fucking hell. I bet you thought you were giving her the time of her life and the eyes went back to normal. Fucking hell, I'm good at this.
Right.
What a mad thing.
Disgusting. Like, your elusive touch is enough to remedy any night that's gone wrong.
Oh, give me a confidence boost as well.
Yeah, of course, mate. It's cracking. Why is the eye is, and I know you've got a couple of jokes coming your way here, the eye is the only lazy part of your body, really, isn't it? Like, you don't get a finger that lags behind a bit, do you?
Yes.
Oh, God, do you?
We're not going to get into a conversation where I have to tell you what disabilities are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I thought about that. But no, what I mean is like... Cause...
Yeah, you never have anyone whose leg doesn't really work.
Oh, I mean, like the tongue. You never have a lazy tongue, do you?
Yeah, you do. A lisp.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Joe.
What about lazy ears?
Deaf.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But it's not... Ah, lazy.
Yeah, one isn't facing the other
because,
way.
Because a lazy eye isn't blind.
No, that's true.
This is what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is it still works.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Because it's not the eye itself, is it? It should really be called a lazy sort of muscles behind the eye.
Yeah.
It's what it should be called.
I've started getting lazy fingers recently.
Yeah. Manish's furious.
Because...
He used to be like fucking Mozart, this lad. Now he can't play chopsticks. Go on then, lazy fingers.
I started, do you know, like, I've done a lot of texting recently and I'm...
This is such a mad thing.
What?
I've done a lot of texting recently.
What have you been up to anyway, Ethan? I've not seen you in ages. I've been doing a lot of texting recently. Oh, what do you
Ethan,
mean you've been doing a lot of texting recently since you opened
so
that
funny.
Adult hotline?
So when I'm like...
Loads of texting.
Texted and that. So I get criticised by my friends, by my family, for not texting them back. I'm apparently rude, but I just hate being on my phone. There's some annoyance feature to me. I started getting a bit better. I started been doing a lot of texting recently. To the point where my fingers stopped working where I couldn't text anymore. I could.
The ultimate excuse. Why didn't you text me back?
Because your fingers stopped working.
Sorry.
What would they do? Would they go like pins and needles? No more. How would it?
So my thumb... And I think, and this is it, what finger is it? What finger do I type with?
Oh,
like
this is
the,
sad.
I think it's
out.
These
this
two or these two.
Oh, yeah.
I've been typing. And it got to the point where, like, my thumb wasn't, like, the joint wasn't working anymore and my finger. So I had to take a break because I looked it up and it's like a tendon injury.
Really? Blimey. So you've been typing. So
I've had to take a break from all finger related activities for a bit.
Yeah, have you?
Even these two.
Christ. Also, bad two to use.
What, for typing?
No one's using them two. For bowling?
No, I don't like bowling.
What? I went bowling last week.
Well, it's for idiots, isn't it?
What do you mean it's for idiots? And also, why would you not love it then?
Right, I'll take your first point first. It's just like, it's not very fun, is it?
Right.
And I think it's like a pushed fun. You do your go once every like 4 or 5 rounds.
Yeah.
You have to stand there or sit down and watch 3 other people go before you. And, you know, some, well done. Oh. You're doing really well. You know, it's just like, it's not, it's not entertaining.
Right.
And then you get up, you scuff your first shot. Yeah, the ball's like, you can't find the ball you really want. You start thinking, you don't know where everyone else's fingers have been.
The balls smell so bad as all the finger holes.
And then when you really get to it, what are you doing?
But that's
you're just
all
throwing
sport.
A very heavy.
But all, if you boil down any sport, it is what are you doing?
Yeah, but the fingers
you're throwing
of other sports
metal into a board.
Yeah, but that's. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're kicking a football into a bag. Do you know what I mean? All sport fundamentally is nonsense when you want to do that with it.
Why don't I find bowling fun then?
I think what? It's the waiting.
It is the waiting.
I think if bowling the game was everyone has their own lane and you get 20 shots or whatever it works out, I don't even know.
Mm.
20 shots to get as many points as you can and the game lasts 4 minutes because you're just going bang, bang, bang. I think you'd like that. It's sitting waiting for your niece to get this trolley out. Come on, let mummy help you push it down the ramp.
Yeah.
Gutter.
Is professional bowling, like when you see it on TikTok and YouTube, is it the most
surprising? But he loves watching it on TikTok.
Is it the most surprising? Oh, I don't know how to word this.
Get it.
Do you know, like, the best of the best?
Yeah.
Is that the most surprising you can be at a sports athlete?
Skinny old white man.
As in, like, how good they are at it. Like, the ball can be on the left-hand side of the thing.
Of the lane.
Of the lane. And then the last minute just turns in the middle and strike. You're like, hold on. What has just happened?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so surprising how good they are at it.
Yeah. And
you know, you watch some of the best footballers in the world. You can kind of get, yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
But they kind of know what they're doing. Whereas bowling, they're just like, something just happens in the last, like, meter.
Yeah, it's
it?
Like, it's like remote-controlled balls almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're, like, off, and then they just whip in.
Mad.
Yeah. And it is skinny old white men. That's the mad thing about it as well. There's no sort of youthful athleticism to it in the same respect as there is to most sports. I think bowling's great.
Although the bowling alley is often a scummy place, isn't it? Would you not agree?
I think it's a place where real people just have real fun.
No, I think it's quite chaffy. And it just,
oh, God, you keep saying.
No, but I can, like, I can just smell the chips and, like, the. Do you know what
I
mean?
That's because you've got some chips on your top lip. That's because you just eat.
You got a chip
chips.
On your shoulder about chavs.
Love
Thank
that.
You.
Very, very, very well
worked. I met someone the other day who was annoyed.
Was it a wing competition?
No, no, no. It actually was at Wingfest. And he came up to me and was like, he's like, I've not listened to the Sloppy Joes since Ethan said my 9 out of 10 club suggestion was for chavs. We lost a listener because of that. The pepperami.
Oh, well.
Do you have anything to say to him? Do you want to double down or would you like to apologise?
Stop listening because of that. Probably I don't want fucking chavs listening to us anyway.
Right. I want anyone to listen to this and I want anyone to feel
like not prisoners.
Yeah, prisoners.
Imagine if we went big in prison.
I'd be fine with
that. I once worked at a radio station and we got a letter from prison saying, please can I request this song between 6:15... And 6:30 PM on a Thursday. Fucking hell.
That's when it was my turn with the radio.
I think so. That's when you must get 15 minutes with the radio.
Did you play it?
I think we did, actually.
Was it I Want to Bake Free by any chance?
No.
Loves a bit of Queen.
It was Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Very nice. Ethan, to round us out.
Come on, round it up.
What was it?
Oh, it was... not my game, this one. Not my game.
Come on. No, we're not going to move on until you get one.
Come on.
What was this?
We got, like... I Want to Break Free. Shaggy, it wasn't me. What song could he have requested that would have sort of summed up his situation a little bit?
Could have been.
It's all you, big boy.
How about?
No one helping. No one helping.
How about? No. Oh, this is painful. This. Yeah. I think I've just frozen because of anxiety. Usually. Nope.
It's all yours. It's all right, mate, we're not. Boy. There's no pressure. People are listening.
We'll cut this down for anyone watching now. We've been an hour and a half. We'll cut it down.
Me and Joe went for Hernandez in the meantime.
Is it?
Is it? Like, there's one answer. is it?
Oh, 17 going under because he's gone under. You can go on. What,
yeah, that's
the same.
Going down for something?
Yeah.
Going down.
Well, we got there in the end.
That and probably 17 going under, because it's going under, is it? Oh, going down, which is the song title name. It's probably the best one of the three.
Right, let's go to the 1 out of 10 club. But I need you to close your eyes, Joe, for
and
this
imagine.
One. Close your eyes, and I'm going to bring to you something that I find pretty despicable, and something that I think should be banned. And we look at changing how we think about these things. I'm going to go to the mic here and open it. There was a trend recently about sort of...
Is it drugs?
It's not drugs.
Imagine he's just brought cocaine to the
table.
Because
it should be banned.
Should be, actually.
And
he'd never say it's 1 out of 10, though.
And the trend was to just get a piece and...
Oh,
I missed his head. Ladies and gentlemen, American cheese. I was trying to throw up. That was a really bad throw on Ethan.
Were you trying to stick it on me?
I was trying to throw it on your head. I brought to the table American cheese. Wow. I'm sick of it. Yes, we use it on burgers, but I just don't think it's good enough anymore. Ethan, come around here. I've got you a slice.
Where did you get this from?
Awful, innit? Awful.
But this isn't even standard American cheese. This
what do you mean standard?
This has been like American cheese kind of.
So it comes in this shitty wrapper. You sort of stick it on burgers. You don't stick it on anything else, do you? When have you used American cheese?
Only burgers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice. Give me half of that.
You can fuck off.
Unbelievable. Okay. It's so nice. It's unbelievable.
It's not nice, Joe.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's essentially...
Tell the truth, Ethan, when you go over there.
Equidistant between cheese, butter and plastic, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, that's what it is. It sort of combines all three of those things. What meets in the middle of those three things is American cheese.
I just don't like it. I don't know. We were seeing someone, I was like, you know, what's that in there? And Becky said, I don't know, it's been there from 2 years ago, so
what?
Get rid of it. I said, actually, no, I'm actually going to Sloppy Joe's.
Sorry.
Today, and I need...
How
I need...
old is that cheese I've just eaten?
Oh, it's old.
No, no, not oh, it's old. How old is it? Give me that. Give me that now.
No.
Right, Joe.
No, you're not.
Give me that wrapper. I'm not going to vomit it.
Clearing the fridge out.
Give me the wrapper.
And Becky was like, you need to get
pass
rid
it
of
here.
It.
Let me see that. Took it. Press it here. Don't read it out. I want to read it out.
There you go.
I can't reach it.
There you go.
That's over a month out of date, that cheese. That's like 6 weeks out of
date. Yeah, but cheese, it gets better, doesn't it, with age?
Not this. It's not even cheese. It's called country cow. I bet you it doesn't even describe itself as cheese. A blend of partially reconstituted. It's not even fully reconstituted. They couldn't be asked doing that. They've partially reconstituted it. Skimmed milk powder, cheese and vegetable fat. They're not even called cheese slices. They're just called singles. A blend of, yeah, we've heard that already. They're just called 10 singles.
But do you agree? It's not 9 out. It's not. It's not. It's 1 out of 10, isn't it? What club are we doing then?
But I reckon the problem. Oh,
what?
Oh, no. Yeah. No. That does make sense. It says suitable for vegetarians, but I thought it said vegans. I was thinking that's worrying if it's suitable for vegans. The burger simply would not be the same without.
Yes, you would just get a great slice of cheddar.
No, it's not as good.
It is. Ethan, get on this. The cheddar is just as good.
Well,
cheddar is better than that as a cheese, but on a burger, you just want melted, tasteless texture.
Do you?
A bit. Yeah, you want the beef to shine through.
Ethan's over to you, mate.
The American cheese, I used to be in the same boat as you, Joe, but I've came a little bit more empathetic to it. There's much better cheese out there, isn't there? Get whack on some cheddar, whack on some mozzarella even. That can be nice, a bit of stringy cheese.
Yeah.
I just had that there. Bizarre texture, isn't it, in its solid form. It needs to be melted to even be considered to be properly consumed. It is shit, isn't it? It is a bit shit.
It's
by itself as well, because this is how we're reviewing it, remember?
Yeah. Excuse me, we did milk last week. We didn't have it with cereal.
True,
Ethan. Carry on with your point.
Or in a cake.
I'm going to say...
You put milk in cakes?
Yeah.
What kind of cake are you having?
Chocolate cake.
Fuck off, you don't put milk in chocolate
cake. You put milk in cakes? Have you ever made a cake?
Yeah, we don't put... How often do you put milk in it?
Every time you make it.
I thought it was like eggs, butter and flour. Where are you lobbing in milk?
And milk.
Surely when you cook the cake... No.
Yeah.
Right, you carry on, Ethan, sorry.
Sorry, Ethan.
I'm going to say... by itself in this form, out of date, what I've just consumed.
It's essentially poisonous.
This is 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
This
oh. one. It is.
It's in.
It's 1 out of 10, yeah, it's in. The American cheese is in.
That right, is okay. absolutely unbearable.
Right, we're gonna play you a little bit of an exclusive episode. Exclusive. Here's what's in BBC's Easy Cheesecake, and I think it backs my point, but also
why are you picking a cheesecake?
An easy chocolate cake. Golden caster sugar, unsalted butter, 4 large eggs, self-raising flour, cocoa powder, baking powder, vanilla extract, 1 tablespoon of milk.
Ta-da!
But I'm sorry, if you got rid of it, it'd just be the same.
Okay, does it say that in the recipe, or are you
adding... Because you often go... The ingredients on a recipe are often from the most important to the least.
That's not true.
It is?
No, it's not.
It is?
Well, they're often from the... Anyway, unbelievable.
Well, okay. I'll let half a point each for that.
Okay.
Right, everyone, thank you very much for watching. Here is a snippet of a Patreon-exclusive show that we did only for patrons. So sign up now, you bloody idiots. Tell them, Ethan.
Half a point.
Yep, sign up now, you fuckers.
No. Sign up now. Patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast, link in the description.
TV shows we used to watch were crazy. Even in the noise. Do you ever watch, remember that show, It's Me or the Dog?
Yes.
Do you remember that, where the dog trainer used to come around and there's just these mental dogs?
Oh, yeah.
And the idea of the show, It's Me or the Dog, I always think, wow, who's going to go
with? So what is this? It's shagging.
It's not shagging the dog, is it?
So who would say it's me or the dog?
That's what I mean. The title of the show is called It's Me or the Dog. And I often wondered who says that?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Where did they get the title from? Don't forget where you had Jillian McKeith. You are what you eat. Yeah, she's a poo in a pot. You are what you eat. That was the only time I used to get. Do you know what, by the way? You are what you eat. Where Jillian McKeith used to be a dietitian. She used to make fat people poo in pots. I used to practice just in case.
Tupperware.
Get it out, Mum. God.
What do you mean it's full? I can squeeze another one in there.
Yeah, extra large Tupperware. They used to do a thing where they used to get 2 tables. Do you remember this?
Super size versus super skinny.
No. Oh. I'm sure this was Jillian McKeith.
Oh. Was it? Okay, sorry.
Jillian McKeith used to get, like, they used to study a fat person.
Yeah, so we are in a kind of community leisure centre sports hall.
Oh, 100%.
With a trestle table. And on the table is what?
Everything they've eaten that week.
Yeah.
And they make it look disgusting.
Vile.
But no matter how hard they tried, I'd fucking eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to get the fat person in front of me go, would you eat that now? And you could tell. I know they said no, but you could tell. They were like, yes.
You know, half of them are sort of picking up a bourbon on the way out,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, like they're trying to blind. What's that over there, Jillian? I'm just grinding a pizza.
Is that kebab meat fresh?
No. Oh,
can I have a go at that? Yeah, that was weird. Super size versus super skinny was weird.
And the tube. Concept of...
Sorry?
They did the tube on that, didn't they? The tube.
So that was a tube full of what they ate in a week.
Oh, that's
basically,
disgusting.
Wasn't it? And it'd all fall in.
Yeah.
And then the super sized persons would fill the tube comfortably.
Yeah.
The tube would be flowing over the top like a water feature. And the super skinnies would just be celery. That's it. Just land. So essentially, it was someone who was probably struggling with their mental health at both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Morbidly obese.
Yeah.
Clearly, really, needing help. And someone who's probably got an eating disorder at the other end of the spectrum. And what they would do is make them swap diets for a week. So the big person, you're eating cigarettes and Quavers for a week, and the skinny person, you are on 8,000 calories a day. Both of them were in absolute fucking hell.
That's
for
crazy,
a week. And weirdly, it always seemed like it was the skinny person crying over a big, like, 8 slices of beans on toast.
Yeah.
That felt almost sadder
Didn't it? You have to force some sort of, like, McFlurry down your face.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're going to wash that down. What with? 2 litres of Cherryade.
Oh,
and you've got to drink it now. Drink it now. It's horrible.
Then there's wife swap, which wouldn't get made now, would it?
No.
It'd be like a parent swap now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's always something weird about wife swap.
So what was wife swap for people who don't remember?
Essentially, you swapped with wives with another family. And it would always be 2 different sort of wives.
So it would almost always be one evangelical Christian family.
Yes.
And then one sort of like working class family.
Yeah. Scum. Oh.
What?
Yeah, I didn't say that. Ethan said that.
Oh, I didn't.
And they'd sort of swap and the values would be all different. And by the end, they'd probably come to some sort of resolution. But there's that other one that we see.
With the naughty kids, true. They did that. So you have wives swap when they swap the wives. But there's another one. I think it's like that kids who are behaving badly and the parents can't control them, they send them to like India where they're going to
no,
be.
No, they don't.
They do.
They don't.
They do. They do.
They don't, Ethan. They don't send them to India.
They did.
The pause
they
made there.
I swear.
It's like,
no.
Oh, you, no, they, oh, they send like, them to.
Through his head, he went, I can't say the moon because that's too far
no,
away.
No, no, no.
What sort of far.
To, India. India. So, yeah, they don't.
They do.
Show me proof of this.
They do.
They send kids to India.
Yeah, so I can't. The name of the show is basically, I can't remember the name, but it was basically helping kids who couldn't behave. So they'd send them to
India.
Like, they'd move from Manchester to like Delhi, where the parents would be really, really strict and like have proper values in place. And they'd just lose their minds, and the kids would be like running out having like fags on the balcony. And the parents would just lose their shit with them and that.
I'd love you to get this program up for me, even.
It's
I don't
unreal.
Think this existed.
I could see it existing.
What, they send them to India?
I think India might be sort of an extreme.
No, it's true.
It's, yeah, but it's very far away, isn't it? But then also, there was this... There used to be this thing of, like, teaching people a lesson on telly.
Yes, yeah.
It was a big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sort of the jewel in the crown of this sort of early 2000s era is, of course, and we've all seen the clips... I don't even know what the show's called. That bloke who goes, I'm with a fat family. These fat bags of shit.
Even Miller.
15 bags of Walkers a day.
Crazy,
come here, fatty, you little pig.
And all he does is spend time with them and just calls them fat, doesn't
just
he?
Just slags them off all the time.
Right, here we go.
What's this? Fat family. Yeah, fat families
no,
with Steve
Ethan,
Miller.
I don't want to know about fat families.
You
We're
do.
Very close to joining them. I want to know about, I'm going to send my kids to India.
Yeah. I'm fine.
This TV show you've made up in your
head. I've not me and Manisha
you
watch
have.
It all the time.
Pardon?
Me and Manisha watch it all the time.
Why?
Because we're just it's fucking gold.
It's so gold.
Does she know any of the kids?
Also, it's one of the few shows where genuinely you've got it's India and the UK at once. Because we've seen Ethan is sort of borderline offensive about his reviews of
oh
Bollywood
God.
Films.
Is that how you and Anisha met? Did you get
that? Found it.
Is
I
that
fucking
how you
found it.
Go on, what's it called?
It's called World's Strictest Parents.
Christ.
And they send kids to the world's strictest parents around the world to help them learn lessons and get them in order. And it was from 2009 to 2010 it was around before
oh,
they decided it was too
yeah.
bad.
I love how he said it was from 2009 to 2010, like it was going to be like 50 years or something. It lasted all the way from 2009 to 2010, where it was immediately banned for being clearly child cruelty. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Enjoy this. Bye.
Ethan.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you later.
See you next one.
Next one.
Upon a time.